Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Time the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is up, faithful? Welcome to another John and Wayne show. How's my good friend Wayne Breezy? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
We're close. It's so close, man.
2 weeks?
Oh, 2 weeks. To the day.
To the
when,
day.
You know, the 49ers report, and man, so excited. There's so much stuff. The 49ers came out today, released their training camp schedule when all the open practices are. So if you guys are anywhere near, you know, Santa Clara in the next month, man, you're going to have some opportunities.
Sure enough. I'm jealous like a mug, bro.
Yeah, you got a little ways, man. That's a little bit of a drive.
Just a little bit of a drive. Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay. But what we're going to do today, I'm excited about this. One, we got a giveaway. We're giving away a Brandon Ayuk autographed jersey. I didn't even do this one. This is compliments of an anonymous Patreon supporter just trying to help out the community. And on top of that, Wayne and I are going to be talking a little bit of Debo news. I didn't tell him about this one. We're going to put out some projections. And then we're going to be detailing all of the defensive camp battles to look forward to, which we've touched on. But we're going to go a little deeper today.
It's going to be real.
All right. Let's talk some Debo because we've been saying forever, you got to wait. You got to wait till camp. Got to wait till camp. Got to wait till camp. Well, guess what?
Guess what?
Camp is right here, right around the corner. So here's my question to you, okay? I did a little digging today. Fred Warner signed his contract July 21st. George Kittle signed his August 13th. So let's put some predictions out there.
Okay, let's do it.
When is Debo going to sign his deal? What's up? Hashtag CC people. I love it. Get it up in there.
All right, we should do a contest. We should do like a bet, right? Like whoever can get the date, right? Maybe we'll give away a Debo something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm totally down. Because here's what's funny. Whenever all the Debo rumors happened, I started buying up a bunch of Debo autographed jerseys. Smart. So I got like seven of them because they went cheap because people quit bidding on them. And so I was just like, you know what I mean? Buy low, sell high. And plus I got to have all these giveaways for all the Roche road trips we're doing this year. So I got a bunch of Debo stuff.
Okay. I think, all right. So I'm going to go with, it's so weird the way the 49ers.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first? Because I put you on the spot and I didn't tell you about this. So I feel like it's not fair.
I know it's going to be in August. I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying August as well.
Okay. So I'm going. All right.
said first week of August, but I'm going to give you guys a specific date here.
Okay, so you going in the first week?
First week of August is what I'm saying.
All right. See, the 49ers are funny. So I'm going August. I'm going August 8th.
Okay. I'm going August 2nd. Now, that's my prediction. The 29th, which the 49ers don't practice on that day, that would be another one. July 29th, mm-hmm. August 2nd's my day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Big Papa, he's smart because if you look at the training camp days, they 27th, 28th, they practice. 29th, they have off. I think that would be a good day right there. Then it's the 30th. Then, yeah, I'm going August 2nd.
They're not
going
to do it like – they're not going to do it on a day of an off day. I'm telling you. All right, so here's my theory, right? So, first of all, the 49ers don't like to do – when it comes to contract, they're weird how they release on the toward the weekend, mm-hmm. right? So it's got to be early in the week. It's an early in the week thing. So I like how you pick the 2nd. I'm thinking it's going to prolong into that following week. And so I'm going with that Monday, and then it's free reign after that. Like, I mean, the stories, the writers get ready, content creators get ready, and get y'all receipts ready too, because I'm handing out a bunch of slaps in the face. Like,
it's coming, man. But here's the thing, like, we're starting to see it now whenever people are putting it out there, all that Tampa Bay stuff, which we told you was 100% a non-story. Mm-hmm. Like the same ones that said Trey George Kittle, the same ones that said Mac at 3, the same ones. You remember the ones? Oh man, who was the coach that went to Cleveland that was awful? What was his name?
Which one? That
the 49ers and so and so were a done deal. He was the next head coach. He was like the coach that won 3 games for Cleveland. Gosh, what is his name? Help me out, Chad. Not Tom Sula. It was before him. It was
Mike Nolan.
No. He went to Cleveland Browns. He was the one that, like, him and Baker had all that drama.
Not Hugh Jackson.
Yes, Hugh. That's right. Hugh Jackson. Yeah, Clayton even got it, too, in the private chat. Thank you. Our executive producer, he got it, Hugh Jackson. So, anyway, and I love this, too, man. Check this out. Rohan, the man with the plan, he's saying into July, I think it happens before training camp to get the season started on the right foot with reps. Trey Lance, it seems Debo is prioritizing his long-term goals. I freaking love that. And I said this earlier on Twitter. I hope Rohan's right. But I think Debo's going to put a little more pressure, get mm-hmm. a little bit more.
He's going to juice the juice out of this organized. Like he's going to do what he's got to do. Not mad if he does that, though, because I want him to be happy, right? Because happy man makes good football. Like I don't know how to say it. Like, happy life, happy wife.
Yeah.
But no, think about it. Like you want him to be really happy, and so it's not about getting the maximum number of the contract. It's about the. I'm telling you, it's all coming down to the language, the responsibilities, the roles.
Which we won't know about.
And here's the thing, John. You know, depending on what they ask Debo to do. That would determine, like we talked about it, the amount of money. Maybe we said that on my show. Like if they ask Debo to do, you know, out of the backfield, he's going to make more money. Like it's going to be a higher number.
Guaranteed.
Right. And so, man, this is going to be really cool, man. Finally, because I can tell you one thing that I do know and that you do know that everybody else out here needs to know. Debo will be a San Francisco 49er.
For a long time. And here's what I want to say too. And I always bring this up around contracts. Celebrate other people's success. It's not mm-hmm. your money, not my money. We'll deal with the cap details when they come out. I've been a teacher. We're teachers, man. So mm-hmm. like we've dealt with low salaries, whatever. Don't be, oh, that's ridiculous. Gets paid that much and blah, blah. Don't do that. One, that affects your life negatively.
Very much so. Never count another man's money.
Never, man. Celebrate. Enjoy other people's success. That's a big deal. We got a lot of success going around here, man. We got 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. If you haven't got your tickets yet, come on, man. Chicago is in full swing. We're tailgating the day of the game right there on Lake Michigan. It's going to be incredible. Unlimited beers and brats. Just head to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. The night before the game, we're partying at the Niners Bar of Chicago. Gracie O'Malley's in Wicker Park. Going to be awesome. Got way too much autograph stuff to give away. Trivia, t-shirts, all That's kinds of different fun. Stuff. Live show. Wayne's going to be there. Wayne's going to be there. Why, I'll be there. What else you need? What else you need?
What I'll be there.
It's all right. So let's jump into some of these defensive training camp battles, and then we'll give away the jersey here in about 10 to 15 minutes or so. What's up, perfect. Flynn? Glad to have you here. All right, here we go. So, Wayne, we did our offensive breakdown series last week.
We did.
And I enjoyed it. My notes were very, very long. I usually go back and listen to some of these episodes and try to keep receipts. There were a lot of good stuff there. So now the flip side. 49ers had a top 10 defense last year. But that doesn't mean there's not some changeover, because there is. Now, my number one position battle.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
I think it's kind of already solved for maybe week one, but the 49ers do things differently. Where just because they're a week one starter doesn't mean they're going to be a week seven starter.
Okay.
Slot corner. Nickel corner. Right.
I like where you're starting. Okay.
70% of the snaps, 76% last year.
All right. So
walk us through it. Walk us through
listen,
it.
I really think, all right, so here's, I think we have three guys that are going to be battling for that position, right? I think Darquez Denard will be the starter week one. I think he's the veteran. I think he's the guy that's most familiar with the system. While that gets the rookie, Bobby Womack's son, I don't know if that's his real son, but if you think you know me now, Samuel Womack III, okay, gets acclimated to the game. You ease him in there nice and slow. And I think they're going to utilize him on special teams. Other things, just other things, right? And then he'll be acclimated to that nickel role. But I like the Darquez Denard starting. But here's the sleeper, man. Dante Johnson is on this roster. And he never disappoints, right? Just when you think he does something that's dookie or whatever, he comes back and does something that's not like the good. Yeah. And then he's always offered a spot and a position on this team. So how do they manipulate that? Are they able to stash him on the practice squad? Is he going to be better? Like, is he going to be able to put up a good fight? That's the question, because I can tell you right now, I don't see the rookie beating out Darquez Denard yet. Not yet.
Not early. Not early. Is it going to be as delayed a process as we saw with Ambry Thomas last year?
They were trying to work Ambry in at, you know, early, and you saw he needed to, he just needed to fail. Like he needed to get beat. He needed the reps. Remember,
he got beat a lot. Remember, people were like, complete bust, wrote him off, all that stuff.
I had to be his biggest supporter and let him know, listen, this kid ain't played football in a year. He's the Trey Lance of the defense. Remember, he didn't play. Sat out because of COVID, you know? And then he played press man. And they had, every time we watched him, dude was 9 yards off the wide receiver, bro. I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
They love press corners, but they don't let him play press.
They don't let him play press.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Didn't start until week 14.
Yes. Was that Cincinnati?
I don't know. I know.
We don't have it in front of us. So
I'll have it soon.
Week 14. I remember.
Yeah, you nailed it, bro. You nailed
Cincinnati.
It.
Cincinnati. Yeah, because T. Higgins didn't have a great game. And they kept moving Chase around. Chase did his thing. Mm-hmm. But
Chase's going to do it to everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
except Charvarius Ward. Except Charvarius Ward.
There it is. And now, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to say, man, let's enter into the argument here. Camper Report. I love Camper this kid. Report. He's awesome. He does a great job. Great show if you haven't checked it out yet. He says Dante Johnson was actually not a bad nickel corner. I agree there. Not sure if you feel safe starting him, though. My issue with Dante Johnson, I will never, ever line him up outside. I think safety is probably the best spot. And I'm okay with him as a slot corner, but not against a top speed slot player. He cannot guard
the
slot. Don't
put him against Cooper Kupp or those type of Tyreek Hill. Don't you put him up against those guys if they line up in the slot. Because remember, he's a bigger guy, right? But, don't put him up against those guys. Those guys' footwork is so quick. And it's funny that you mentioned safety. So, and we did the Nitty Gritty Niners fantasy draft last night. And, you know, with four of us, bro, that junk was so hard because players were gone. Yo, we were digging in the creps. We went into the archives. We had to get players that were called. I had to draft Josh Norman, bro. Like, it was bad. But nah, seriously, I ended up having the pick. There were no safeties left, right? And so I was like, you know what? Give me Dante Johnson, and he's going to be my starting free safety, yo.
Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, let's stick with Kali. This a little bit longer.
You damn right, Kali's
throwing some shade out there. Yeah. Hey, stick with your Michigan guys. And here's what's fun is you got your Michigan guys on the Niners squad. I got my Texas guys.
So isn't this cool?
We all right.
I know. This is pretty cool.
Now, sticking with Dante Johnson, right? Like, again, if he was a slot guy week one, the slot wide receiver for the Chicago Bears is Byron Pringle.
He'll be fine.
I'm not worried about that.
He would be fine. He would be just fine. Now go to week two. If they line Tyler Lockett up in the slot. Now let's talk.
No.
Right. See what I'm saying?
No. No.
I like Tommy. He's right. He should be. I'm not worried though, because I think they'll play slot by committee. Now, John, we didn't talk about that, but they might play slot by committee. They might look at the matchups and they might be like, you know, boom, boom, boom. I think Darquez Denard starts week one. I think, like you said at the very beginning of this segment, then Samuel Womack, if he progresses, would progress right into that role week six or seven.
I love it. 916 underscore 49er, a man of the people. He says, I got Breezy on my TV and John Chapman on my phone.
I love it.
Spreading the love around, man. I love it.
Now that's love right there. I hope you're watching him on both separate channels. That would be really dope. I have to send you a high five in the mail for that one.
I love it. What's up, Lake City Fresh? Glad to have you guys here. Now, the slot's going to be interesting. And, man, we haven't even touched the caveat of, man, do they move an outside guy inside like Emmanuel Mosley or Jason Verrett or somebody that has some? That's what we would probably – that's what I would do personally. But the 49ers usually don't like messing with their secondary. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
I got a legitimate coaching question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you only doing that because they're just – the better cornerbacks? Like, how hard is it to make the transition from outside to in or inside to out?
When we would sit down and personnel our teams, okay, and I've done a 4-2-5, I've done a 3-3-5,
I know what that is,
a 4-3, okay, so I had most experience in a 4-2-5, which is the 49ers nickel. What 4-2-5 means, four defensive linemen, two linebackers, five defensive backs. Mm-hmm. And so here's what we would say. Okay, we'd sit down and we'd say, all right, these are our athletes. And again, high school. Now, we had over 300 players on our team in Texas. California was a little bit different when I was head coach out here. But we would say this. Okay, the first question we would always say, who is the freakiest player that we have on our team? That's going to be our will linebacker. That's where we would start. Because, and the 49ers have to do this as well in our coverage as well, but we do it with Fred Warner. Even though he's the Mike, when it goes to coverage responsibilities, he plays the will role. A lot of people don't understand that. Because the will linebacker has to run vertical in trips with number three. That's why we always see Fred guarding 35 yards downfield, because he's a freaking coverage, right? So that was question one. Question two was, who's our biggest body guy that can run? And so the freak player, the beast player was the will. Who can run? That was going to be our nickel.
Yeah.
That was going to be our nickel. And so those were always the two hardest positions to personnel, because you got to be hybrid. You can't just be a corner. You can't just be a linebacker. And so what we would do a lot of times, again, we were in South Dallas. We had a lot of athletes. We had a lot of top-tier players. Coach at Tocqueville High School, they had three years in a row lost the state championship in the largest conference in Texas. But what we would do, everybody wanted to play running back. We would take, if you weren't our starting stud running back, mm-hmm. we would try you at nickel, even if you never played.
Really?
Because they're going to have speed, they're going to have hips.
They can
tackle because they got body on them.
I got a question for you. I got questions for you. Keep going.
Well, so like anyway, so when we're looking at that now in the NFL, you got to have shiftiness and somebody that usually sticks their head, you know, in the box. And so you look at somebody like Kaywan Williams, right, who we've had there for a while, Shark, even though he was the smallest guy in the secondary, you can't tell him that.
No.
He's mean as hell. He's a shark for a reason.
And he's on every tackle.
Yeah, and so it's hard because you get these smaller guys. Outside corners are usually bigger because they got to defend.
I see where you're going.
Ball, so it's a little bit different. So the nickel's so weird. It's a hybrid position, and ideally you'd want like a 6 foot, 200-pound guy. But usually if you get a 6 foot, 200-pound guy, their three cone's not going to be good.
Good, there
so
it
you
is.
You got to have the three cone in the slot corner spot.
So the agility comes in play. Let me ask you this question. Would you oppose in trying out another rookie and Tariq Castro Fields at the nickel position because he has the speed? I believe he's 6 feet. What's his size? I don't think he weighs that much.
Yeah, so the weight, okay, 6 foot, 197. Yeah,
there he is, baby. I'm on
now,
it, baby.
He never ran the three cone.
Didn't run the three cone. But they still drafted him. And the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan loves the three cone from their athletes, but they still got him. Yeah. He's a draft pick, bro.
He's got speed. Now, the biggest problem, here's the reason why I would say no. Can't have a nickel corner that doesn't tackle well.
Okay, and he doesn't tackle well.
That's a concern. That's a concern. No, What's up, Coach Cruz? Glad to see you, man. Hashtag CC. Oh, hashtag CC. All right, let's take a break. Let's do a giveaway. Autographed Brandon Ayuk jersey. Let's do this. Also, we got another giveaway Tuesday. We got two of them. This is episode 596 for 49ers Rush.
Four more, bro. You'll be at the 600.
About 600. So we're giving away a jersey today. We're giving away two shirts on Thursday. I got the new logo shirts in.
Nice.
What's up, 49ers Rush? We're going to be giving away two of those. And then we got to do something for episode 600, which should hit next week. So we'll see about that one. But the winner of the Brandon Ayuk autographed jersey, and if you didn't win this, don't worry. We got a lot more giveaways coming. A Twitter follower at Niner Greg, N-I-N-E-R, Greg, G-R-E-G. Congratulations, Niner Greg. Congrats to you, man. He's been a longtime supporter. Reach out to me, email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get those details and get that sent out to you. Congratulations, Greg.
Congrats, Greg.
A lot of people in here, I've seen these names have won stuff in the past. The goal is to get everybody to look wonderful in new Niners gear.
I love it.
We're going for it. So, all right, here we go. I picked the first battle. which I don't think we solved it, but I'm excited about it. Oh, what's
I don't
up, Peachy?
Think we solved it either.
I got you, Peachy. You reach out to me. I got you, girl. What position do you want to talk about next? Because let's put the cap on that one.
So the hardest position is for me is the defensive end. Because there's a lot of defensive ends. Am I counting nine? Like, there's a lot of them, right? And so, D-Ford's still on this roster until he's not. Drake Jackson, I forgot to mention him in my tweet. My bad. I'm sorry, 49er fans.
Almost texted you.
You should have texted me. Because I was typing in Drake Jackson in my phone to get a picture. And I forgot to put him in the stupid tweet. And then I ended up posting the picture of Nick Bosa.
I do that stuff all the time, man. All the time.
But there's like nine ends, bro. And how are we going to solidify this? Because I don't want Charles Omenihu gone. I don't want Samson Ebukam gone. I don't want Kamoko Ture gone. I want to see what he could do.
A little less safe, but the money
I know
says
where you're going.
Safe.
And see what I'm saying? So this is going to get tough. I guess the real question for you is, how many do we keep? And I think it comes down to that. This is what we did with the offensive line. So if you're saying six, now our job right now is to put the best sixth in that number. You ready? So we already know Nick is there. Drake Jackson is there. Samson Ebukam is there. Charles Omenihu is there.
Safe.
All right, let's get two more. Should we let them guess? Oh. Should we guess? Oh.
I want to keep seven now.
You said six, bro.
I was thinking six and five, five defensive tackles, interior guys, six right, outside guys.
That's 12 on your front seven.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Instead of the 11, what's the number? 11?
They kept 11 last year and then put Maurice Hurst on IR immediately, dropped it down to 10.
So
I think they keep 11. They keep 11.
It's all right. So that's six five. They're six and five. So you got six and five. All right, here we go. Let's do it. So the names that we didn't mention.
Tommy, I want to get to this question next. Okay, so Clayton, let's pull that one down. Tommy, we're going to get to that question next. That's my next position I want to talk about. He has a question about corners, outside corners. All right, let's go back to D.A.
All right, man. Alex Barrett.
I'm going to start sweating. Okay, he's not making it. He's a career practice squad guy, and I like Barrett. I'm not trying to throw shade there.
The contract guy, Jordan Willis?
Jordan Willis, golly, man.
How about Kerry Hyder, bro?
Okay, I would put Willis ahead of Kerry Hyder.
Hell no. Nah. Sorry. Yes. No.
Yes. Yes, I would. Here's why. One, the 49ers traded for Jordan Willis 2 years ago.
They did.
Traded for him. Two, he plays a bigger impact on special teams. Don't win the playoff without him.
Game. I got you.
And so he does that as well. And three, he brings a premium, that speed edge guy. He is a speed freak athlete.
I got you, bro. But
Kusarik, that's his boy, Kerry Hyder.
Come on, yeah. come with it, because I gotta come back. All right, so you're right. He's gonna be an athletic freak on the outside. I got you, but that's what they got Drake Jackson for too. Yeah. Also, hear me out. Kerry Hyder can line up on the outside
and inside. And they had him working on the inside.
They had him working already on the inside, bro. Okay, so
okay. Well, what if we cheat a little bit then? If he's gonna count as an inside guy, then you can go 7-4.
I can't school a teacher. Yeah, you're right. This is crazy. The interchangeable positions for the 49ers, we have to be the most interchangeable position team in the NFL. Like, we got guys that can play everything. That's Kyle Shanahan. That's his thing, right?
Every time, yeah, we need to do a drinking game at the next like draft press conference. And every time they say versatility, we do a shot. Or anytime they say he can play inside, outside, we got to do a shot.
We'll be wasted
by the second draft pick.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it next year.
Okay. Let's change the format we're asking this. Okay. So let's do, who do you feel more comfortable with making the roster? Okay.
Okay.
So Kerry Hyder or Willis, who do you feel more comfortable with out of those two? Quick, let's go quick on this.
I'm going to go Kerry Hyder because of what his production was under Kolsyarek. It was greater than what Jordan Willis's production was.
Kerry Hyder or Kamiko Torre?
Kerry Hyder, because his production was greater than any of these players that you're mentioning under Kolsyarek.
Kerry Hyder or Charles Omenihu?
I'm going with Chuck on that one, bro.
Okay. So we agree on that. So if that's the case, because I feel Charles Omenihu is ahead of those three as well, I think it comes down to those three. I think it's Kerry Hyder. I think it's Kamiko Touré. I think it's Jordan Willis. And you keep one if they're all going to be outside. You might keep two, and that means you're only going to be keeping four defensive tackles, but there's no way because, and again, I know we're talking about defensive ends, but you got, if you're going to take a number, you got to give a number. And again, the four defensive tackles, Kinlaw, Armstead, Locke, Maurice Hurst, Kevin Givens. Now we're talking about Hassan Ridgeway. That's five.
That's five.
You're going to throw one of them back?
No, I think you're right. You take those five, and that's why I think they take Hyder, because he can manipulate with his versatility. He can line up inside out.
So you're throwing back Kamiko Touré. So on your 53, you're throwing back Touré, and you're throwing back Jordan Willis, the hero. You don't make it to the NFC Championship without that cat. You're putting him back. There's no wrong choice. Well, there are wrong choices, but this is the difficulty that the 49ers are faced with.
Talk about it, bro. Kyle Shanahan wanted to bring in competition. That's the theme of this. Remember last year, the theme wasn't competition. There's no competition. There's not competition at the quarterback spot. The theme is that there's going to be competition, period. Yeah. End of discussion. So he made sure he signed, 15, 17 defensive linemen? A lot of defensive linemen.
If you had to choose, and you were the GM, Coach Cruz asked this question. You had to pick Givens, Kevin Givens, or Kamiko Touré. Now, they're different positions, but when you play the numbers game, getting down to that 53, this is where it gets interesting. Because I think Touré's more important. And I think, here's another thing. Let's look at it a different way.
More important, too.
The way in which they build the roster, because they go into the draft, and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said, fill every damn need. So they signed Kamiko Touré 2 days before the draft, right?
Yes,
like a couple days. Would they still have done that if they knew they were going to land Drake Jackson? I don't think they would.
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
But they don't want the draft to be dictated by positions of need. So I get it, but this is a problem that you're going to have afterwards because, there's a good chance you're going to let somebody go.
And there's a good chance that somebody clears waivers and makes it to the practice squad. But we're talking about guys that are more than likely get picked up by another team easily, especially if they were working under Chris Kolsyarek for a period of time.
Gosh.
See, like the training camp. Like now, unless Kerry Hyder has a terrible training camp, bro, he's got to be the guy. So you got to keep Hyder. So we did our four. We said we're keeping six, so we're going to keep those four that we mentioned. I'm throwing in Kerry Hyder. You get to pick one.
I'm not. I'm keeping Jordan Willis.
Those are the two. So Teray's the guy on the outside.
Which, again, if we stay with, he was the last to be added.
He was the last to be added. Draft. Yeah. And it's a tough cookie. It's tough. Yo, can you imagine what it's like in their room doing this show? With all
their arguing,
they got the evaluations too, right? They got the film, they got everything. You know what I mean?
Man, I want to say thank you, Shot Jay.
He says, Shot Jay.
Appreciate the gift, man. He says, just felt like interrupting again. You know how I do, man. Interrupt anytime, my friend. Appreciate all you do. He is one of our chat monitors to throw out all the riff.
You're right, big problem.
Which we need, man. We need those people. So, all right, let's go back, okay, to, man, I got to find this question now. The chat's
you gotta go back to
blowing
the corners,
up. I love
bro.
The chat today.
We're going outside.
Oh, look at that, man. Our producer, Clayton, he is on it, man. Love this dude. Clayton D'Angelo in the house. Okay, Tommy asked this question. He says, John and Wayne, Wayne Z is what he says, but I kind of like that. Do you think Demo makes the team? Okay, now we're talking about Diamador Lenore. Again, this another tough, versatile man. Corner.
Jeez.
This is going to hurt, okay? So here's the issue. Going into the offseason, everybody thought he would have the chance to compete for that slot corner. But if you notice during our slot corner debate, we didn't even mention his name.
We didn't
Why
even
is
mention
that?
His name, bro.
He wasn't getting work there. He was getting work outside.
Outside. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be an outside guy. Now, if that's the case, okay, and here's how I had this question phrased. Who are the number two, number three, and number four corner? That's what I think is going to be – because I think the number two, three, and four corner make the roster. They all make it. But good gosh. Ambry Thomas, Manuel Mosley, Jason Verrett, whatever order you want to put those guys in, holy freaking cow, that's tough.
The 49ers put themselves in a bunch of pickles, but these are good pickles though, right? These are good situations for the 49ers to find a way to work themselves out. What's going on, Melissa? So here we go, right? The two guy, I guess you can say it's going to be Emmanuel Mosley.
I would as well. I think and he gets it week one.
I would take Thomas over Verrett, but I'm taking Verrett. So those are my four guys.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to keep five.
Okay. So now we got to figure out the fifth. Are you cool with those four?
Yeah. Now the order gets a little weird. When Verrett's on, I think he's the best of the group.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's probably
Mosley's
like
the
one.
Most consistent, and mm-hmm. I think Thomas has the most upside long term.
There it is.
Now Mosley and Verrett are on the last they're 1 year deals. That's all that's left. Mosley was a 2 year deal, but it is his last year. But yeah, I would go in that order that you and Coach Cruz said Mosley, Verrett, Thomas. That would be, but you put Thomas ahead of Verrett.
I do because I don't know about, I mean, if we're talking like healthy Verrett, then I put Verrett too.
Okay.
So if we're talking healthy Verrett would be the two guy, Mosley would be the three guy, and then Thomas would be the four guy.
So here's the question, because you're going to keep six corners. Last year, the 49ers kept five outside, one inside.
Ooh.
So, okay, if we're talking Samuel Womack, and again, this is why it's so important to, you know, these conversations go well together.
Too, though, John.
Who? Say that again?
He could play outside too.
Who?
Womack. I know he's been getting the work inside, but he can play outside.
So Darquest Denard, he's making it.
Yes.
Our four corners we just talked about in Charvarius Ward, in no particular order, Charvarius Ward, Mosley, Verrett, and then Thomas. That's five. So you've got one extra corner spot. Do you keep Samuel Womack or do you keep Diamador Lenore? And if that's the case, I guarantee you Diamador Lenore, unfortunately, not making the roster. If you're
but how is that? How so? He even though he's on a rookie contract, they would cut him.
Yeah, because and again, you would try to keep him. This is the exact same thing that happened to Aziz, happened to Kendrick Bourne, happened to Daniel Brunskill, happened to man, I'm missing some more people. They're on their Marcel Harris. They're on their 4 year deal. They get cut or waived. Juwan Jennings. They didn't make it. Injuries, whatever, doesn't matter. They bring them back on the practice squad. When that happens, they come back on basically a league minimum deal, a 1 year deal. That's where you get the restricted free agent and all that kind of stuff. And so, but the risk is DJ Reed, right? All those other people we were able to stash and got lucky. DJ Reed, he's starting for Seattle now.
So do you think the 49ers shelved Diamador Lenore for this type of a situation?
I ain't put it past Kyle Shanahan.
I'm not either.
Right now. Because, you look at those corners. Listen, again, Manuel Mosley, one-year deal, right? Jason Verrett, one-year deal.
One-year deal.
So you got Ward. You've got Ambry Thomas locked up for more than 1 year. Demo would be number three next year, right?
Yes, sir.
Maybe Tariq Castro Field take that spot. I don't know. But it gives you that depth on a cheap deal. But would somebody snatch Demo? That's the question.
So is it possible that the rookies won't make the team? And how do they rework that money?
Yeah, again, it's the same thing. Basically, if they get cut and nobody picks them up, now if somebody picks them up, they stay on that deal. So if they get claimed off waivers, that contract goes with them, the four-year rookie deal. However, if nobody picks them up and the 49ers bring them back on the practice squad, brand new, reworked, one-year vet minimum deal almost always.
See, this is dope. The 49ers be on some different. Think about it, yo. They knew what they were doing when they signed these guys to these contracts. They might have signed them to some weird type of contract that other teams might not want to pick up the four-year deal. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and if you look at defensive tackle, I think that's probably another one that fits in this as well. They have four defensive tackles on one-year deal. They go draft Kalia Davis. Guess what? Kalia Davis, he's tore his ACL. Kalia Davis ain't going to count against this roster spot, but because his injury was an NFI, non-football injury, because it happened before he was drafted, they get to shelve him for a year.
So it was a red shirt due to a non-football. They were smart. That's smart business. And yeah.
So I don't know. So let's go back. Let's finish this. Put a bow on the quarter issue before we jump out of here. Six quarters. I think you and I agree on this.
Six total, though. That means that includes the nickel, too?
Yeah. So I'm going Dark West, no particular order. These are just the six I have making it currently. Okay. Dark West and Art, Samuel Womack, I think they both make it. Okay. Then your four outside guys that we've been talking about.
Ward, there it is.
Ferrett, Mosley, Thomas, which means Tariq Castro Fields, Diamador Lenore, and all the undrafted free agents.
Cut.
Ah, it hurts. It hurts.
Dude, if Lenore don't make this squad, he going straight to Seattle, bro.
You think so?
Rams. He's going to want it. Some team's going to pick him up.
I like him too much,
he's
man.
He's got dog in him, yo.
Hyena, right? Isn't that what he called himself? Mm-hmm. Hyena. I mean, and this is the problem. You know, we've been doing that 90-player series, which has been incredible. I've really, really loved it. But golly, you find out all these people, they turn into people. They turn into friends, you know? Like, you learn about their childhood and their parents and their major. And then at the end of the day, though, the worst day in the NFL is a cut day. I mean, every single team has to cut, what is it, 30 players? 30? Mm-hmm. 30 times 32, 30 man. Times, you're talking about almost 1,000 people losing their jobs the same damn day.
That's the sucky part. Like, I don't celebrate it. Like, I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's part of the football life. But don't get it twisted. Those guys end up getting other opportunities. Some of those players end up getting other opportunities. And the one thing I want to say to the players before training camp starts, listen, man, just go out there and be you and put your best. You got to put your best, you know, work and effort out there, yo, because you're auditioning for 31 other teams. Even though you're on this team, you're trying to make this squad. There are 31 other teams that you can possibly get a job with. So just go out there and put your best effort ever, yo, all the time.
And I'll say this. The reason why the 49ers have Trent Williams is because of the Shanahan loyalty project, right? And so if you're one of his guys, look at freaking Jordan Matthews. Look at freaking Dante Johnson. Look at freaking Alfred Morris. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on. If you're one of his guys, just because you get cut doesn't mean it's the end. He'll bring you back. He'll bring you back.
Yes, he will. If he has that connection with you, he sure enough will. If you clear waivers and make it back, that the defense is tough, man. The defense is going to be, I'm going to be sad to watch some of these players not make it, because they're just all, like, I'm stuck on that whole defensive line, not just the edge, but the whole line. I feel like I've watched them grow, and even though we lost some pieces to free agency, I was excited to see some of these new pieces. Like, I'm a big fan of Maurice Hurst. I think his situation last year was written so that he can have a great situation this year, if you can understand where I'm going with this. Like, I just feel like that's what Kyle does.
Yeah, and he did so. He kept Maurice Hurst at the expense of losing Jake Brendel. Right? Because Jake Brendel didn't make the 53 last year. That's right. And then they brought him back once Maurice Hurst went on IR subsequently, right after the 53-man cleared. So, you got to get tricky. And man, Peachy, I love this. She says, I smell another trade coming like last year.
Jordan Willis.
Man, there's one of my favorite trades. Man, the 49ers have done some really good trades. I know people like they get upset whenever, you know, Von Miller gets traded or whatever, like in the big names, whatever. I don't care about that as much. You look at how we got Laken Tomlinson for cheap. You look at how we traded Dakota Watson in a seventh and got Dre Greenlaw with
that.
What
did we get for Trent Williams, bro? Like, what did we get?
A fifth?
Yeah. Like, you got a first round pick, the all pro, the best for a third and a fifth?
Yeah. So what I want, because the 49ers are on schedule to have 11 picks next year's draft currently. And that's before Jimmy G trade. We'll have to see. Now, no first rounder, obviously. But what I want to see is, let's say, Jordan Willis, all right, whatever, who I think is going to make the roster. Wayne disagrees. That's okay. If you combine a seventh in Jordan Willis for a sixth, that's awesome. Those are the type of trades I want to see, right? Kamiko Touré at a seventh for a sixth.
Yeah,
because you're Diamador Lenore in a seventh for a sixth.
You're getting
like that.
More value, you know what I'm saying, in the draft. And this, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And we could see stuff like that happening.
This is fun, man. Whew. My shoulders got a little tense, man. I don't like these tough decisions.
Bro, I was just like, can we ask somebody else? Because I don't want to be the one to say, I don't want to get – so first of all, I don't want to get rid of Jordan Willis.
No, this, yeah.
I want him on this squad. I believe he belongs on this squad, but we brought in some freaking competition. Like, how does Touré not make this team? He's like a badger, like literally, like he can get to the quarterback. He has speed. He's scrappy, and he can get to the quarterback. And it's like he's tiny, right? But he gets in there. He gets in between the crevices and the cracks.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. Yeah, this DJ says, one. Kyle John played 6D chess, man. A lot of teams don't do this. A lot of teams build stars and then just guys. That's not what the 49ers do. What's up, Fantasy Football Show? Yo, 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 man. Glad to have you.
Boy, Smitty.
All right. Now, Wayne, before we get out of here, man, thoughts, leave the people with something positive, man. What's something going on, show you got going on this week that we can be excited about, that we can check in on?
Hey, look, Thursday we'll be back. I have Mo's Nose on today, and it was so cool to have his energy on there. And it's unfortunate we're still talking about the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. But, hey, Thursday we're going to be on 11:30 a.m. Do not miss it. If you missed today's episode, go ahead and give it a watch. If you missed Nitty Gritty Niners last night, you missed a treat, because we had the whole squad. The Mob Squad was on there last night. It was crazy. So, yeah, man, I'm just excited that 49ers football and content is about to blossom to a whole nother level. I felt like we've all grown as content creators and as a bigger community as one. Shout out to everybody out there. I truly appreciate, patronize, love everything that you're doing. Keep up the great work, John. You are the GOAT. Keep up the great work, man. And I can't wait to see you in Chicago. Ooh. And that place that we're doing this party at better have some good ass pizza. That's it. That's all I'm saying. If not, I'm going to hold you to it.
Dude, we got you, man. Hey, real quick, GSU asked, what time Thursday?
11:30 a.m. So that's what, 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, Pacific Standard Time. That's going to be 8:30. Okay, he's on the East Coast. So yeah, anyway, all right, guys, that's going to do it for us here. Really appreciate this, man. We'll be back next week. Now, for the rest of this month, the John and Wayne Show will be at 12:30. Wayne's a very wanted man, and he's got gigs all over the place, entertaining the people. So we'll be at 12:30 all the way through July, and then August. Are we going back to?
I think August will be back to normal. I don't think I have any summer concerts on Tuesdays.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you to Clayton, D'Angelo, the man behind the scenes, the producer of the show. Wayne, as always, you are incredible. Appreciate what you bring. And to everybody else, man, thank you guys. Appreciate y'all. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.